This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mayor Michael Hancock says Denver's curfew will change to 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. tonight through Thursday night, following several nights of clashes between protesters and police. Hancock says it's an important tool for trying to keep the peace.
For the most part, law-abiding residents and citizens of Denver went home during the 8 o'clock curfew. But exactly what you could anticipate, those who would not care what the president, the governor, the mayor, the police chief says, and are hell-bent on being provocative and promoting destruction and violence and engagement with law enforcement, they weren't going to listen.
Denver police have arrested or cited 284 people over the last 4 days, 170 last night. Protests against police brutality continued for a third day in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
Monday's protests were a bit quieter after a weekend of unrest. Still, a couple hundred people moved through downtown to chant and engage peacefully with police. 22-year-old African-American protester Larry Black says he's looking to work in law enforcement himself one day to help develop more racially sensitive training programs. He says it won't work to try to tear the whole system down.
We got to kind of covert op, sneak our way in and change it from the inside is really, because I mean, the empire's already been built. Now we just got to change the staff members and get it to the right area.
More protests are planned for Tuesday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Joe Biden has held his first campaign event outside his home in Wilmington since the lockdown. He met with community leaders at an AME church. Also coming up, Colorado's restaurant industry has been hit hard by the pandemic and is reopening to in-person dining. What the first week looked like in restaurants across the state. That story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. And then tonight at 6, join CPR News and KRCC for America, Are We Ready? A national call-in about racism, violence, and our future together. That's at 6 tonight on CPR News and KRCC. There's a chance of showers along the Front Range tonight. You're listening to CPR News.